Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. It is Friday, August 22nd, 2014. I got some news for you. In the downloads in the world, you can grab PlayStation 4 Arcade Archives Rygar. Don't know if you ever played Rygar. Very difficult game on the NES. The arcade version is fun, but I can't get anywhere on this. I'm just no good at it. I love the play control, but I'm not good at that game. Also, The Last Tinker, City of Colors, Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, Ultimate Evil Edition, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, Counter-Spy, and Hotline Miami. PlayStation 3 has Tales of Zillia 2, Counter-Spy, Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, Ultimate Evil Edition, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, and Kung Fu Rabbit. PlayStation Vita has Counter-Spy, Sword Art Online, Hollow Fragment, Crimson Land, and Gravity Badgers. All the Xbox One added Diablo 3 as well, and The Golf Club, which actually looks like a lot of fun. Back in junior high school, all of the PE teachers got obsessed with a black and white Buick Classic golf game that was distributed on floppy disk sets back then. Those of you may not remember, but before the internet, you actually had to distribute physical media to people to get software on. And sometimes they give you a 10-pack of discs, but also an 11th disc with a golf game on it or a demo for something. And they went nuts for it. And a lot of us got hooked on it. It was a fun game if you like golf. And if you don't like golf, it's actually still a lot of fun. I haven't played this one, but I'm sure it's good. On the Nintendo Wii U, you can download Disney Infinity. And you might say, why do I want to do that? Interesting idea. Nintendo and Disney were quite clever about this. The software itself is free. The idea is that you can use your existing Disney Infinity portal figures and hardware with your Wii U, since they gave you the free new software. So that way you can still keep using it and playing with it without having to necessarily rebuy the starter kit, because really all the money is in the figures. That's what you get stuff from. So that's the business, and it makes sense. I think they did the same principle with the Wii Fit U. If you have your original Wii Balance board, you can use it with Wii Fit U. Is that it, or is it Wii U Fit? Wii Fit U sounds like, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, it's like, Eddie, are you kidding? We fit you? I was like, yes, we have all the suits. We have them in all styles. The Dude Nimble Knits are here. And I'm just rambling now. You can also download Midtown Crazy Race, but you're not listening anymore. You gave up when I started going off on a tangent about the Frank Zappa song. NES games, Mega Man 6 and Life Force are downloaded for Wii U. And oh man, Life Force. Life Force is the one you want. Trust me. Mega Man 6 is good. Don't get me wrong. Life Force you want. Try it. Love it. Have a friend play it with you. It's a good time. On the Nintendo 3DS, you can download Blaze Blue Clone Phantasma, Demon King Box, and the Game Boy Color Classic Extreme Sports. All one word, no spaces. On sale at Entertainment Earth. In a matter of speech. Doctor Who stuff is on sale at Entertainment Earth. You can order it right now. All you have to do is place it in your shopping cart, pay us for it, and we will ship it to you. It's a great deal anyway you slice it. We've got items from all the Doctors and then some. We've got Daleks, we've got scarves, we've got sonic screwdrivers, we've got all kinds of stuff. Just too much of it. It needs to go away. Help us out. Order some. That's all I'm asking. Order it. Pay for it. We'll send it to you. It's a really good deal. Let's say it is. But anyway, we're excited. The new Doctor Who season premieres tomorrow, so there's no better time to stock up on all of your Doctor Who needs, especially considering Halloween is not that far away. You could wait. You could wait and see if there's a sale somewhere. Or you could just not have it because it's going to go away because it's popular. So I would recommend getting it early. You get to enjoy it a little bit longer. Maybe there's a small convention you're going to still this summer, and that way you'll have it for that too. Multi-use, really. I mean, you can use these at conventions. You can use them at Halloween. I suppose if you're looking to get fired at work, you could wear them to the job. Or maybe they'd be cool with it and give you a promotion. I don't know how your place of work works. We're cool with you wearing this stuff, because you should work with Entertainment Earth. It's a good place to work. Anyway, I am going nowhere. So let's finish up with new toys. And this week we've added a lot of new pre-orders. Super Mario Brothers 4-inch Wave 1 action figure case. It's sort of a misnomer. It's a new Jack-specific line. The figures are pretty nice. But it's not accurate because Link is in the assortment from Zelda, in addition to Wario, Mario, and Yoshi. And, oh man, if they do Metroid ones, I'm going to be very happy. There's Atari retro garments, including an Atari retro prom beanie hat. Again, you don't need it now, but let's face it, the holidays are just around the corner. And unless you're in Australia, it gets really cold. So pick that up. The Pac-Man Game Over Screen Fleece Throw Blanket. Grab one of those. The Angry Birds Transformers are up. These are toys en route for fall. And this time they can transform. So you can get a car mode or a robot mode. And there's like Heatwave, Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Galvatron, etc. And you can import data from the figure in the game somehow, like the previous installments. And they're more toy-y. I saw them. They're a lot more fun. The Star Wars ones reminded me of pencil toppers. But that's what they should look like, given the character designs in the game. It's a bird with a helmet on. It just looks like a bird with a helmet on. But these ones are more full-body things, so that's pretty exciting. And we also received some new stuff. We have the Capcom 30th Anniversary Character Encyclopedia Hardcover Book. I really want one of those. I gotta order that. And the World of Warcraft Arthas Pop Vinyl figure is in stock. It has blue eyes. It's really cool. Why not buy one? It's cool. Anyway, I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend. If you hate the show, there's got to be somebody at work you can't stand. Tell them how much they'll like it, and they'll just be like, ah, what a waste of time. And you'll be like, sucker. So anyway, sorry if you're the sucker. But we need more people to hear the show, so that's one way to do it. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook. See you next time on Entertainment Earth Podcast with me, Adam Wallace.